Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Birmingham, Alabama, in the Chamber of Commerce offices, in the beautiful Birmingham Chamber of Commerce offices. And as you know, folks, nothing I love better than being around Chambers of Commerce, my favorite people in the whole world, maybe in the universe. My favorite people are Chambers of Commerce folks. Next year is my 30th year as a member of a Chamber of Commerce. Joined when I was only 8, and so I love being here. We're going to be doing some visiting and speaking to the couple of hundred of Birmingham's finest small business owners later in the day. And we're down here, folks, to recognize the Entrepreneurs of the Year. These are folks who have been recognized and nominated as Entrepreneurs of the Year, and there's going to be one selected from this group of fine folks that you've been meeting, and we're saving the best for last, I guess I could say, because these guys are friends of mine. Martin and David Scher, both of them are members of our Brain Trust. You guys have been listening to them for a long time as they've joined us over the years to talk to us about credit issues, and they've been some of our credit experts in the Brain Trust. They're the authors of a book on the topic, and now they're being recognized in all the visits we've had on the show, David and Martin. We've never done it face-to-face. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us here today.
That's Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're so certainly glad that you came to Birmingham to visit with us.
Thanks, yeah. David. I appreciate that very much. And pull your mic up just a little bit, David. There we go. There, that's better. So we're face-to-face here in the Birmingham offices of the Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations, guys, on this award. Your overnight successes after how many years?
We've been in business for 32 years together. We've been partners for 32 years.
That's amazing. You're still together.
Still together.
Yeah. Now, this was actually an offshoot of your father's business.
Right.
Right. He was in the furniture business.
Right.
He was in furniture financing and all that. And that was beyond 32 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to what year?
What was that? 1939, actually.
Wow.
He was a peddler, actually. And that's where we started from.
Yeah. And you guys have just morphed into the business which you have, which explain to us what AmShare means, what it does.
AmShare is a collection agency. We help people increase their cash flows by collecting their difficult accounts.
Now, do you know Mark Porter? He just left here. He does financing. He does receivables financing.
That's
you
correct.
Guys got to cross over some point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's in my entrepreneur roundtable.
Oh, yeah.
So we've known each other for a number of years.
Isn't that a great thing for Chambers to do, the entrepreneur roundtable?
It's absolutely fantastic.
Isn't it a great way not only to serve the Chambers, but to build membership and to build a community that you guys have here?
Right. We've had the roundtable program here in Birmingham for 20 years. In fact, this is our 20th anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations. Well, it's a model for the rest of the country. And Chambers of Commerce, those of you who are listening out there, I really recommend you do it. And David, I know that there are people here in the chamber that will be glad to talk to any other chamber in other parts of the country. If they'd like to get this going, you can give them some ideas for how to model this, right?
Absolutely. In fact, there have been quite a few other cities that have modeled their roundtable program after the Birmingham, Alabama program.
And David, I happen to know that you're a recently passed chairman, a chairman of the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce.
That is correct.
You've been off now about a year.
That is correct.
So I remember when you were doing that, you and I were talking about that, and I want to congratulate you on stepping up to take that kind of a leadership position in this community. That was a big job.
Yes, but it was a lot of fun. Got a lot of satisfaction out of it.
So, now, tell us the title of the book.
Championship Collections, How to Squeeze Blood from a Turnip is one of them.
Is that the new one?
No.
No, okay. Then there's the other one.
And then there's How to Collect Debts and Still Keep Your Customers.
There you go. That's the one that I'm more familiar with. Okay, so what's new in the collection world?
Well, the biggest thing, Jim, is that they're opening up government debt. The IRS is beginning to privatize their collection efforts to private collection agencies, which is a really big deal.
Say that again now.
The IRS has opened up and not using just their own employees from their federal unit.
The IRS is outsourcing their collection?
question.
And is that a big opportunity for you guys?
Boy, it's a big opportunity for every taxpayer in the United States because our industry is so efficient in collecting money with our technology and our people and our training.
Right.
Remember, that's our core competency.
It's good for people who pay their taxes, maybe not so good for people who don't pay their taxes.
Well, right? That actually will be good for them because they will actually be able to solve that problem and get it taken care of.
Are you guys going to be a little nicer than the IRS collection folks?
Absolutely.
No question about that, right?
That's correct.
That's like a paradigm shift for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're not in it yet. It's just beginning right now, but it's going to be a huge thing for us.
Is it official? I mean, is it legal now?
There are three collection agencies right now that have been chosen as a pilot project for the Internal Revenue Service.
Are you one of them?
No, we're not.
Okay, doggone it. What have we got to do to make that happen? I'll call the commissioner and see if I can get that worked out for you.
We sure would appreciate it.
But they are taking credit cards. They've been taking credit cards for a long time, the IRS, right?
Right.
So it's like the next step for them, isn't it?
I hope so.
Okay, we got more to come, folks, after these messages. We're going to visit some more with Martin and David Scheer, nominees for Entrepreneur of the Year. And of course, you know, folks, having known these guys for a long time, I guess I have to say that they'd be my choice. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Martin and David Scheer. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Chamber of Commerce building. Chicago for you there, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta have a little Chicago in your life every day. A little Chicago, a little Steely Dan, little Stones. That's what we try to provide you with here, folks. And plus, I'm really good at small business stuff. And it doesn't get any better than the folks sitting in front of me, David and Martin Scheer, co-CEOs of AmShare Receivables Management Corporation. A 30-something plus year, 32 years?
32 years.
32 years.
We've been partners.
As partners, as brothers, as partners in this business. It's a great, great partnership. And as you know, folks, I've known these guys for a long time. They're members of our Brain Trust. I met them, and we brought them under the Brain Trust as our collection experts, some of our collection experts. And we've been talking about that. What are some things, David, that you're seeing out there are in general, as you look out over the landscape, as your customers are talking to you about what they need you to help them with, what are people telling you? Are collections going longer? Are people paying their bills? What's the cash picture out there?
You know, I'm not sure, Jim, that there's a tremendous difference than what it always is. Businesses are always interested in increasing their cash flow, and a lot of their cash flow is tied up in their accounts receivable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they are doing is trying to come up with ways to try to increase their cash flow, make the money come in faster, because to make sales is one thing, but you actually have to have the cash in order to pay your bills.
That's a big lesson that some people have lost their business not learning, isn't it, Martin?
That's true. In fact, some people grow so fast that they run out of cash and there's more of a need for the receivable collections.
And it's, you know, I like to tell people, if you see somebody walking down the street looking like they just got run over by a truck, and they didn't, it's probably somebody who lost their business while they were growing like crazy and they don't understand what happened.
Absolutely.
They literally succeeded themselves right out of business. It's a phenomenon. It's an irony that most people can't even comprehend. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Mark Porter, we were talking about it, someone you know who's in the financing of the factoring business. And I was saying, if I could tell small business owners only one thing, if they could only let me tell them one thing, I would say, understand the relationship between accounts payable days and accounts receivable days. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. You really need to pay attention to that.
Yeah. And so you guys, I know what you guys not only collect money for companies, you help them understand that, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we do a good bit of consulting work, you know, just in doing our customer service. People have problems. We try to identify their problems and help them internally with the things that they need to do also.
Well, and that's important to build that relationship. I mean, small business owners don't just need you to do some work for them. They need you to take a little ownership in their business, don't they? A little bit of become their partner.
Absolutely. They're looking for people. Every small business person has so many different types of problems. And you need to associate yourself with someone who's an expert in each area so that you don't have to learn by making your own mistakes.
And that's the definition of outsourcing. Focus on your core competencies. Let other people do what they're good at. It's probably going to be cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to be a better job. And it's going to be when they need it. And you've got that time back. Because that's the way, in my opinion, that is true synthesizing of time. right?
That's
I need more time. How do I get more time? I get you to help me do some of this.
Absolutely. And that would go with any type of business or anybody with a core competency. I agree, Jim.
See, that's the reason why I think Lou Dobbs is dangerous. Because he talks about outsourcing is a bad thing. You know, he doesn't give the full picture about the benefit. Think about the small businesses that you guys literally help them not only be survive but be successful because you're a resource for them.
Absolutely, and it really makes us feel good, and we try to be part of all of our clients' team.
Right. So how would I, if I needed to do business with a company like yours, David, what would I do? How would I engage a company like yours?
Well, first thing you could do is go to our website, which is AmSher, AmSher.com, and you could click on we have different salespeople in each different area.
Right.
So you could click on the particular area that if you're in banking, then you might want to talk to one of our banking people. And then you could discuss some of your problems, and then we'd try to help you work through those problems and help you collect your accounts.
What's a classic problem, Martin, a classic challenge that somebody would call you, a small business owner?
Well, you know, a lot of people are stuck with clients that slow pay them. They don't pay fast
enough. And is that beyond, slow pay is beyond what?
Well, it just means that, you know, actually, you know, to collect money, everything is urgent. You want to get your money today. And a lot of people will just test our clients and just pay them slower and slower. And sometimes people are scared to ask for money, but it really takes an art and a science to learn how to ask for money correctly.
Small business owners are so worried that customers are not going to come back that they actually are afraid to put a little pressure on ask for money, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And time is the weapon of the debtor, Jim. The more time you give them, the worse it gets for
them. That's what you've told us. Both of you told us over the years that the longer you go, the harder it is. What is the percentage? You've got some percentages you've told us. Beyond 30 days, beyond 60 days, what are some of those? You remember them?
Well, the big thing is that you can remember, and this is just an historical average, and that is that for every 30 days that an account gets further past due, the chances of collecting it drops by about 12% per month.
The number you've told us.
So that if you were to wait 6 months, that you've lost 72% of the chance of collecting your account.
Absolutely. I've got about 30 seconds. What would you like to say about the award you've been nominated for, Martin?
Well, of course, we're very honored with it. And there's so many good people that are candidates with us, and, you know, they're all deserving. But it makes Dave and I both feel good because our employees and our clients, that's the only reason we're here. And it's really a testament to them and their willingness to do business with us.
Right. Okay. David?
Yeah, I think we're very honored, and we appreciate the opportunity. Birmingham's a great small business community.
It is.
And to be nominated with many others is a great honor.
Well, congratulations to you two.
Thank you.
Even though we've met before, it's good to see you doing the show face-to-face like this.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming in. I'll see you later today.
Okay, Jim, thanks.
Quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages with the chairman of the Entrepreneurship Council at the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce and the president of the Chamber of Commerce. Both of those guys. Right after these messages, I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.